Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 Minutes of Baltimore History on WIPR. Have you ever been nosing around Baltimore, looked up, and seen a ceramic cat climbing the outside of a house? I have a bunch of times, and it's puzzled me. If it were just one cat on one house, we could chalk this up to a crazy cat lady or gentleman, but it's not. You can find them in Hamden, Bel Air Edison, Charles Village, and in Oliver. Black ones, white ones, calico ones, they're all over the place. So what's going on? Well, these crazy little cats have been climbing walls in Baltimore since at least 1949 and are called Camark cats after the Camark Pottery Company in Camden, Arkansas. And let's start there. The Camark Company, the Cam comes from Camden and the Ark from Arkansas, get it? Camark, was founded by a gentleman named Jacob Carnes, who was a potter in the art pottery capital of America, Zanesville, Ohio. Carnes was an interesting fellow. In addition to starting a pottery company, he produced a play on Los Angeles called Hocus Pocus, invented a fishing lure he called the Fish Caller, and wrote a song called Arkansas Hello that he tried unsuccessfully to get adopted as the state song. Although he didn't make it big as a producer or songwriter, he did well by moving to Arkansas and starting a pottery studio of his own. By the end of the first year, he had 25 workers, over 100 different designs, and was putting out 500 pieces of pottery every single day. Most of the pieces were kind of mundane, flower vases and whatnot, but some of them had iridescent finishes, and that put him on the map as part of the American Art Pottery Movement, a sort of subset of the larger Art Deco movement that was taking shape in the 1920s. Potters in the Art Pottery Movement were taking everyday items like cups and bowls and vases and then turning them into high art collectibles with original designs and styles and experimental glazings. This was all swell, but then came the Great Depression, and the number of people who could pay, say, $13 for a vase dropped dramatically. But on the flip side, a new invention had just come out, a gas-fueled circular kiln that could cure nearly 2,500 pieces of pottery in one day, as opposed to the 2 to 3 weeks it took before. So Camark, like others, moved away from handmade, high art items with specialty glazes to cheaper, mass-produced novelty goods with simple and limited finishes. We don't know exactly why cats, but by 1950, Camark was shipping loads of them to department stores in New York and San Francisco and Baltimore. But cats actually started arriving in Baltimore even a little ahead of Camark. In 1949, the Baltimore Sun profiled two ceramic cats, one black and one white, on the outside of a house in the 500 block of North Charles Street. The owner of the cats was one Malcolm Lowenstein. He told the Sun that he had bought them in Normandy, France, back in 1924, and that the factory that had made them was destroyed in World War II. Did Camark in Arkansas get the idea from pre-war Europe? Maybe. Regardless of where the idea came from, by the 1950s and 60s, Camark ceramic cats started showing up on walls in Baltimore. They appeared in Lauraville, where many of the houses are freestanding and have lots of walls to climb on. Then they appeared in Highlandtown, where most of the houses are connected, and the cats were limited to front facades or corner buildings. No matter what kind of house, though, the cats were made for climbing, and owners found a way to display them. I'm going to wrap up with a quote from a local department store, Turk's, which sadly is no longer. But in 1963, Turk's lured in cat-loving customers with the following ad. I am the Camark kitty. Put me on the house to scamper up a tree, a chimney, or a breezeway. She's a green-eyed, glossy, white or black porcelain tabby, 16 inches long, with a take-me-home look, $2.99. And apparently, that was a price lots of Baltimoreans could afford. For more information on Camark cats, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-Minute Histories videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.